Scripture reading for this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ.
I want you guys to all know how special you are that I would get up on a Sunday morning and wear a tie to church. There's no thou shalt nots in the scriptures that talk about our dress or anything, but you know what my value is on that. So it's good to be with you this morning. When I was a kid, the American Cancer Society had a commercial on TV, and it showed a father, and he was a smoker, and his little son reached over to get his cigarette. And the thought that was listed in the commercial is like father, like son. And it was an attempt to get fathers to understand that their children follow their example and to ask them to consider that to try to quit smoking. A few years later, when I was in my teens, I was way beyond my teens. Time gets away from me. When I was in early fatherhood, in the early 90s, there was a Gatorade commercial campaign that encouraged us all to be like Michael Jordan, for those of you who don't remember that. You can go look it up on YouTube, okay? There were commercials that encouraged us to be like Michael Jordan, okay? Michael Jordan was successful, six-time NBA World Championship basketball player. I don't care for the NBA, but whatever. Anyway, Michael Jordan was a phenomenon. And he ate up everything. He took all the oxygen out of the NBA world. It was so amazing that when he was stepping down, they were worried about the league having stars and who's going to watch the NBA again. So, you know, there was an encouragement there for us all to be like Mike. Well, this idea of example has come back around to me again. Kara comes home regularly and from watching my grandchildren, and she will tell me of things that she does that baby Isla, who's now three, will imitate. And it's cute. It's cute to see that she wants to do that. And one of the special things that I really appreciate is she has taught Isla to pray. And now that Liam is getting old enough to realize what's going on, he follows their example. So when, before they eat meals, they pray together. And he'll put his hands together and they'll pray. Example is a very, very powerful message that we can send with our lives. And I think it's even more powerful today than it was in the past. Everybody knows that when you're out there, there's a camera watching you, right? If you're at the bank, if you're in the grocery store, even if you're driving down the road, there's a camera out there watching you. Our society is more of a surveillance society these days. I'm glad that social media wasn't around when I was a kid, because there's all kinds of things that kids do that end up on social media. Sometimes they get ridiculed. Sometimes they get, well, look at my kid. I'm proud of him. But there's cameras everywhere watching everything that we do. So example becomes extremely important in how we walk our daily life. As was read in 1 Corinthians 11, 1, be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. The apostle was saying, follow me like I followed Jesus. Be an imitator. Follow my example when I do these things. And there's a reason that he wanted to say that. If we went to Philippians 3:17, the scripture says, brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. So now there's a pattern that we're looking for. There's a way that we're supposed to behave. If we go to Hebrews 13:7, Scripture says, "Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith." So now we're looking to imitate people by a pattern to see how they made it to heaven, to see how they're walking their life towards heaven. So there's a goal, there's a reason that we're following these examples. It's important for us to set a good example for one another, and it's important for us to look at noted examples and follow those as they walk in the Lord. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe." You know, this really speaks to me because I'm turning 60 on Tuesday. So in my youthfulness, I really got to make sure I pay attention to this. I'm young to some of you guys. Anyway, "Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example to those who believe." So there's five areas where we can focus as Christians on demonstrating a good example. Okay, our speech, how we talk to one another. Boy, that's so hard. It's pretty near impossible for us to speak the way that we want to all the time. But we can strive for that. In our conduct, are you ethical? Are you the type of person that does things appropriately? Are you the type of person who lives by a standard in love? Do you love other people, especially those of the household of faith? Are you walking in love as you treat one another in faith? You know, Satan tries to knock us down frequently. He wants to beat us up, and he wants to tell us there's nothing that we can believe in. But if we're walking as good examples in faith, we're going to demonstrate who we believe in and where we put all of our chips, if you will. We've decided we're going to believe in the promises that Christ has made. We've decided that, yes, He is real. We have decided that, yes, He can deliver on the promises that He's made. We can have a strong faith. And we can show it to others, even when we're under trial. Satan will try to put us under trial so often, and he'll try to damage our example. Show yourself an example in purity. You know, we need to strive for that purity. We want to be 100% authentic, real Christians. We don't want to be adulterated like the Coke Zero that I drink with the chemicals in. Okay, we want to be really 100% as Christians, and we want to act in such a way that people see that. These scriptures should cause us to wonder, who is my example? Who's my role model as a Christian? Whose example am I as a Christian? And what kind of example do I set as a Christian? These things are important questions for us to ask, because somebody's always watching, and we're always watching others. So who is your example this morning? Is it Jesus Christ? He was for the Apostle Paul, as we read in 1 Corinthians 11:1 this morning. He needs to be our example as well. Romans 15:1-3 says, "Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength, and not just please ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, 'The reproaches of those who reproached you fell upon me.'" Jesus strove to be an example for us in the way that he lived his life, And I think we could all say that he bore our burdens, as we just acknowledged in surrounding this table. He took our burdens, and he lived in such a way that it was for our good. We need to have that kind of example in our life and use that as our North Star. Ephesians 5:1 says, "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children." How in the world can I imitate God? God is perfect, all-knowing, all-powerful. He's everywhere. How can I imitate Him? We can look at the examples in scriptures of how He treated us, and we can treat one another in such a way. Ephesians 5:2 says, "And walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma." That's how we imitate Christ. We walk in love. And we give ourselves up just as he gave himself up for us. That aroma is our example. You know, if you walk into certain stores and you smell a fragrant aroma. With me, I remember back in the day I used to work at Sears Northland. The place isn't even there anymore. But every once in a while, they had this little candy shop in the middle of the store, and they would make popcorn. And I don't care if you were on the second level, furthest away, you could smell that popcorn. And people would come running down there to buy popcorn, right? Well, if we have the right example, people are going to smell that popcorn in our life, and they're going to come running. They want to know what's going on, what's good. Our example is so important. And when we follow Christ's example, that's the best flavor out there. That's the best thing that we can do. We can show our love to others, and they can smell that aroma that we put off. We need to have this outlook as well for one another. Philippians chapter 2, verses 4 and following. "Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus." If we're going to follow Christ as our example, one of the main goals of our life is to look out for the interests of others. We need to be considerate of those things. We need to open our eyes to opportunities. We need to learn how to suffer patiently when mistreated as well. We know that as Christians, as we work to set an example, not everybody's going to like that aroma. The scripture says that we are the aroma of death to the perishing. They don't like that smell because they know they have to make a choice. Am I going to do things God's way, or am I going to do them my way? And once people are made aware that they have to make a choice, and they don't want to make the right choice, they give up hope. We need to set such a great example for people that they can see that they need to make that choice the right way. And we won't give up on them. We'll continue to work and work and work. But we need to look out for the interests of one another, and we need to do it in such a way that we suffer patiently when they reject us. Jesus certainly serves as our prime example. We also have other examples in the scripture. Maybe the Apostle Paul would be your example to follow. 1 Corinthians 4:6 says, "Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively applied to myself and Apollos for your sakes, so that in us you may learn not to exceed what is written, so that no one of you will become arrogant in behalf of one against the other." Paul did not want to exceed what was written. Paul wanted to follow Christ and do the things that we were commanded to do. Paul was certainly one who brought hope and knowledge to others. And again, in verse 11:1 that we read earlier, be imitators of me as I imitate Christ. We don't go beyond what is written because we don't know what that example is. We don't put ourselves above Christ. We don't put ourselves above God. We do what he tells us to do. We want to make sure that we don't give offense to others, 1 Corinthians 10:32. We want to be sure to seek the benefit of others, 1 Corinthians 10:33. And we need to make sure that we urge one another towards love and good works. Philippians 3:17 says, brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern that you have in us. We want to encourage one another to follow Paul's example as he follows Christ. We don't consider ourselves as having attained perfection, according to Philippians 3:12, but we determine that we're going to press on to maturity. That's what Philippians 3:12 through 15 tells us. Press on towards maturity. If I'm pressing on towards maturity and you see me doing that, I hope that's an example for you. I'm going to tell you, I have had so many examples in my life that have helped me in my Christian walk. You know, I remember when I was younger, my Bible class teachers, many of you know Vivian Gascala, who's gone on to her reward. She was a great example to me. Floyd Edgington was a man that I really loved. He was there when I was baptized when I was 12 years old. Floyd couldn't speak very well. He had a stuttering problem. But Floyd was at every service. Floyd was there to help out wherever something needed to be done. Floyd was a great example of service in my life. Those are just some from my early days. There are people in this congregation that show me that kind of example and help to encourage me. We've had people that have lived strongly through difficult diseases here. We've had people who give of themselves their work, even when they're older, Jennings. Jennings is a dynamo, man. I don't understand how, at his age, he can continue to do the things that he does. But that's a good example for me, brother. The example of eldership that Archie presented when we worked together, that helped me. I could go through and name something everyone in this room has done, so I don't want to leave anybody out, okay? I just want to make sure that you understand how important example is. You know, Paul praised and encouraged the Thessalonians for receiving the word despite their affliction. There are going to be tough days ahead of us. Are we going to continue to receive the word? Are we going to follow that example? Are we going to avoid being a burden to others? 2 Thessalonians 3:7 and following, for you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example, because we did not act in an undisciplined manner among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it, but with labor and hardship we kept working night and day, so that we would not be a burden to any of you. Not because we do not have the right to this, but in order to offer ourselves as a model for you, so that you would follow our example. For even when we were with you, we used to give you this order: if anyone is not willing to work, then he is not to eat either. Paul set an example in his ministry for the brethren, that they would have a strong example to follow, and that they would set an example for the brethren. maybe there are other faithful Christians that you're following. Paul exhorted those Philippians so strongly in Philippians 3:17 to note those who are walking like Paul and to consider them as an example to follow. Who do you note that walks like Paul as he follows Christ? And what pattern are they exhibiting that you believe that you can follow? In Hebrews, the scripture says in Hebrews 6:12, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. As we follow those examples, as we imitate that faith and patience, guess what? We do not become sluggish. I don't know about you, but I don't like that word sluggish, especially the older I get. We need to make sure that we're not sluggish, but that we're following that pattern and that we're pursuing the faith. We need to follow the faith of those who rule over us. Hebrews 13:7. Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. You know, I remember who baptized me. It was a man whose initials are RR. He's going to be speaking tonight. That's my dad, Roy Rogers, for those of you who don't know that. And I still try to follow his example. He did a lot of good things for me. But my faith is my own because he laid a foundation and allowed me to continue to grow and to study and to grab onto those things. And I want you to have that faith where you set an example for other people. Many Christians today provide examples worthy of emulation. Whose example are you? Are you an example to other Christians, especially your brothers and sisters in the Lord? Are you an example to little children? You know, I like seeing McCaden and McKinley and their interactions with Anthony and Andrew each week. They spend time with them. They encourage them. That's a good example, brothers. Is our example to unbelievers? Do we walk the walk that we talk? Christians need to be mindful of their example as seen in the world. So what kind of example are you today? And if you're not a Christian, have you followed the example of salvation in the New Testament? You've heard the word today. We'd love to continue teaching you if you want to hear more. Absolutely, we would. We'd like you to repent of your sins, to confess Jesus before others. We'd like you to be baptized and to rise to walk in newness of life. And don't forget, you have to believe during that whole thing. Belief is what sets things in place. This morning, if we can help you in your example, if you want to have a stronger example, we'd love to pray for you. If you'd like to follow the example of the early Christians, please come while we stand and sing.